Say radio news.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Another program, another hour, another week of Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum. Thanks, y'all, for joining us. Glad everyone's on board. Glad to have Professor Plum back. You made it back from Phoenix, I see.
Safely, drove safely. No tickets.
No tickets. No accidents. That's pretty good.
You know, that cruise control thing works pretty well.
What, you set it at 90?
No, I did that once. Well, not quite that high. And
all right,
it didn't work out so well for me.
No, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so. Well, good. Anyway, thanks again for all the folks who joined us in Phoenix on Saturday. A fun time was had by all. And, of course, we got more fun, as in, you know, workshops, learning, education, wealth education, strategy, coming up here in a couple more weeks. So we'll give you the rundown on that. Houston's on the list, and Santa Clara, California, a couple other places. So if you really want to get the jump on that, go to wealthed.com. But anyway, welcome once again to the program. Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum. If you want to get on board with us, you talk to us via the telephone. Best way to do that, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. You can send us your emails. We got a few of those over the weekend, as we always do, at wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. You'll see it there. Find your answer. That's what you click on. Today, a couple of words about college saving, saving for college. And this comes up every so often because the expert in having paid, saved and paid for college is Professor Rick Plum.
Well, I made it through. I don't know how much I saved, but I did pay.
Well, no, you say, well, that's just it. It just becomes part of the general operating budget at some point.
It did. And three kids in, you know, over a 10-year span. It does put a dent in the budget.
It really does. See, the problem was you touted the benefits of a higher education. Which I used to do until
you had to pay for it.
Until I realized that the bill would have eventually fallen to me, and how expensive it's gotten.
It has gotten a little more expensive. Even state schools. One of my kids went to a state school. Two of them went to private schools. It gets up there pretty quick.
That's crazy. It's nuts. And you don't get 10 times better education than what we got. And it costs about 10 times as much.
Yeah, but we're making 10 times as much as we were back then. You know.
Yeah, of course we are. It's all relative, isn't it? Well, so we're going to talk about this stuff coming up here. Some of the credits that you might be available that you might make work for you. Hey, yay! And some deductions, perhaps.
And how do you go about saving for it? Do you do that first? I mean, a lot of people just want, when the child is born, they start thinking, okay, everybody tells them about it. College is going to cost you 14 arms and 3 legs. And so
yes,
they want to save for it right then. And they do it instead of, in many respects, retirement savings.
Yeah, bad way to go. Bad way to go. So we'll tell you about that coming up here in just a little bit. 529 plans, we'll probably talk a little bit about those, and just sort of generally covering how you should do it, and again, some of these credits that are available to you, which, if you're paying for college, can come in handy, can really come in handy from a tax standpoint. So, our phone lines are open, I said that, 877-PLANNER. You can also talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air at Lucia Capital Group. Any of the advisors, really, they're all kind of standing around waiting for you to call. Actually, they're kind of busy today, but give them a call anyway. 800-644-1150, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your strategy. If you don't have a strategy, they'll help you get one. How do they do that? They do this every single day. They do this for thousands of people. and they can do it for you as well at Lucia Capital Group. You hear something we talk about on this program and you want more information on it, you need some clarification, you want to know how it pertains to you specifically, because of course, we've been telling you, every situation is different. Everyone's situation is different. 800-644-1150, the off-air number. And again, our number on the air, 877-PLANNER. You may have questions about college savings. You may have questions on other stuff that came up in the workshop, which we'll bring up a little bit later on this hour with Professor Plum, so stay tuned for more of that. But just to get started here on the whole idea of saving for college, I've become so cynical over this, and maybe it's not right for me to talk about it, Professor Plum. Probably because, as I realize, as my kids got, became college age, and now, of course, they're past that, I realized, what am I being asked to pay for? And
the experience? And different kids react differently to the experience. Some grow with the independent or the partial independence of being away at college. Some go off the deep end. Some don't know how to handle it. And some didn't need it in the first place.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, how do you know? And sometimes you don't know until I've got... too close, I guess they're relatives. Yeah, they're relatives. I shouldn't say. I know them well. They're not related closely to me, but we hang out a lot. And both times, a year of college down the drain, and the kids just decided they weren't able to handle it.
Well, at least they found out after 1 year instead of...
Well, I think for one of them, the college said, yeah, you're done.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, because... A lot of times, well, yeah, you have to keep certain standards for certain colleges.
You have to go to class, as it turns out.
Depends on the school.
Well, if you don't go to class or take any of the tests, they're going to assume that you're not attending.
Right, but that doesn't mean they won't let you sign up again next year.
Well, I suppose if you really want to, come back and pay, they're not going to turn you down. But, what parent is going to continue to do that?
Well, it's not necessarily a parent, but I mean, it can happen where you have the best intentions, but life gets in the way and you back away and you may only finish one class. And but some people, it's a matter of staying with it. Some people, it's in the case of the individuals, luckily the light bulb went on and they realized that it wasn't their choice. And it's not, unfortunately it's being pushed, especially in school, K through 12, that it's the only option. You have to go to college. And not everybody should go to college. I mean,
no.
There are people that can do things outside of schools, I mean, whether it be creating a niche business or something, and do very well for themselves. Or they're just not college type, but they're a great trade. So maybe a trade school would work better.
Wonderful way to go. It can be a wonderful way to go. And even for some, hey, a junior college. And I know that's...
Well, a junior college worked great for some people.
It's not as cheap as it used to be, but it's a heck of a lot cheaper still, as near as I can tell.
Still affordable.
Yeah, of course. And it can work. It can work, especially if you happen to have a certain... If you know which way you want to go. And a lot of people just simply can't afford it.
And I'll say it works for people that don't know which way they want to go, because they can go different avenues without spending, $30,000-$40,000 down the wrong direction and then have to come back and start again. They can work on different areas and say, I really don't want to do this.
Which you used to be able to do at a regular college, by the way.
Well, some people were able to, but, there's a lot of people funding it on their own. Not, mom and dad are not in the picture, and they're funding it on their own. So understanding what's happening and being able to pay for it, there are also certain majors that you have to consider, where am I going to go to school for? Some majors don't have to have that prestigious, Ivy League college behind it or the huge alumni network behind it. And some degrees that college alumni association can really help you in business.
Sure.
And it can really help you in medicine and other, in some other areas where, I mean, how many times do we hear Harvard Law or Yale Law? And that just, seems to be so much more...
Well, it carries more weight
than Garden Grove Community College Law. I don't even know if that's a school. I'm just making it up.
Shifting Sands State Teachers College. I don't know. Whatever it is. But the point is, of course, that for those for whom college is a must, and there are people who, fall into that category, so is paying for it, at least currently.
I believe someday... You've got to pay for it one way or another.
Someday, I do believe in 20 years or so, maybe a little more, you're going to see a whole lot more public universities crop up as the millennials start getting elected to office. But, okay, that's for down the road. Right now, we got to pay for it. So there are different ways to do this.
So do you start day one when the child is born and start putting money aside to help pay for that eventual whether it's a trade school or college, expense.
Yeah, well, do you, or I guess the better question is, do you stop saving for your own retirement and redirect those funds to, say, a college savings plan?
This can be an area of debate. There is no exact answer, but I'll give you my opinion, which should be the exact answer.
Okay. It is.
I'm kidding. No, you do not stop saving for education. If you continue saving for education, retirement, you continue your 401k, and if possible, do Roth IRAs. Roth IRAs are great half steps where if, you know, 20 years from now, 18 years from now, you have not saved up enough money, you haven't built the discipline to be able to save, you know, pay for it out of your budget, you can access at least the majority of the Roth money, the contributions you've made to the Roth accounts over you and your spouse's, you know, last 18 years to help pay for any reason you want, which can be used for education. And so a lot of times the Roth IRA is a great way to save for that education expense. Mm-hmm. I like doing the 401k and the Roth IRA because they also don't show up on the FAFSA form, the free application for student aid, the student loan, the student, you know, aid applications. It doesn't show up there. And so you have a better chance of getting aid if you have 401ks rather. Now, a lot of people look at it as, okay, I've got it all in 401ks and Roths, but I still make $200,000, $300,000 a year. Can I get financial aid? No.
No.
You can get loans, but they're not going to be subsidized. They're not going to be great ones.
No. You can always go after the loans. You'll probably get one with that income level, but no, that's not going to happen. So how do you pay for it? Well, we'll talk about 529 plans, some of these Coverdales. And even more exciting than that is the tax credits that could be available. Once you're there, once you're writing the actual checks or doing whatever it is you're doing, there's some help for you. All right, 877-PLANNER. You have questions on this or anything else, call now. Line's open. We'll take your calls. 877-PLANNER. Back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Hey, phone line's open for you, 877-PLANNER. That's why we're here, helping you out, 877-752-6637. Thanks again to the folks in Phoenix, Arizona, for showing up on Saturday. Good information. You did you get a lot of annuity questions?
Some, but Chris Lloyd did a section on, I let him... Because he's better. I mean, the guy knows annuities better than anybody. I let him kind of teach a little class on annuities. Okay. And so he basically covered it. And it was very difficult for anybody to come up with a question he hadn't already answered.
Now, that's our buddy Chris. Chris Lloyd there in Phoenix. Great guy and really one of the top-notch
pros. Well, he's a great advisor all around, but he knows annuities better than anybody.
Yeah, he's the guy you want. So anyway, we thank you folks for showing up, and I thank Chris for being there as well. Another workshop coming up in Houston, Texas, just a couple of weeks away, Saturday, April 8th. That's the next venue at the JW Marriott?
No, the Marriott
Marriott West Loop, excuse me.
Not the JW, which because it's only a couple miles away.
Right, it's right there. It's not far at all.
And we have been there before, so exactly. People will potentially get confused.
Right, so the Marriott West Loop in Houston, Texas, Saturday morning, April 8th. We'll give you more details, but get a jump on it. Sign up right there at wealthed.com, and then Santa Clara, California, coming up at the end of April on the 29th. Okay, it's free. Did I tell you that? Sure it is. Of course it is. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. So talking about some of these college savings plans, 529 comes to mind first off. Now, you said before the break, I don't know if you want to expand, maybe you don't, the reasons why you don't like to, before we get to the 529, the reasons why you don't think people should change from saving retirement to saving for college.
And ultimately, there is potentially help for saving for paying for education. There is no help for retirement. The other thing is, I think if you are saving for retirement, and you're pushing the 401k and you're pushing the Roth IRA, and if you can get to the point where you, especially a dual income family, if you can both max out both of those areas, you're saving, you have a discipline of saving quite a bit of money on a monthly basis out of your paychecks. And so if you get to the point where you've been doing that for, you know, 10, 12 years, you've and then your kids go to school and you haven't done a very good job saving for education in addition to retirement, you've built up a nice retirement at nest egg already that will continue to work for you, and you can back away from your retirement savings if you have to at that point to pay for education out of the discipline of savings you already have, basically keeping the budget where it was before. And so you have that discipline, and you also have an asset or a portfolio that's working for you that will continue to work for retirement while you take a little break for it and fund the education. And then when the education's done, you can go back to continue saving for retirement. So there, I think you want to do that. Now, if you have maxed out this and you're ahead of the game, you're going to have pensions, you're doing good, or you've inherited money or whatever the case, how do you go about saving if you have the extra money? You've got your retirement on track, you've got everything on set, and now you say, well, I can save more money, or I have the money to save. What are the ways that we can save specific to education? And there are basically two. There's a 529 plan. Those are set up and established by the individual states. All the states have them. In fact, many states have multiple different plans in place. And they come in basically two flavors. One is an investment world where you can pick, you know, mutual funds basically that will potentially grow, hopefully over the period of time, by the time your kids go to school, and then you can use that money. And if you use that, if you take distributions during the year and you have corresponding at higher education expenses, it's a tax deferred account, and ultimately tax free if you use it for higher education. That is a very big incentive. Now the other one is a prepaid tuition plan, where you're basically buying today's units. So if I need, 12 units a year or whatever, I can start paying for and buying the units today at today's price.
Yes.
And then trade them in. And so my rate of return is basically the the increase of cost of education on those units. Now, it isn't as simple as all that, because maybe, let's say a unit's $100. I'm purely making that up. They may, in many cases, they're not charging you $100. They're charging you $100 plus a fee. And so you have to look at that fee. And what am I really, how much does education have to increase to make this worthwhile investing in this particular area?
So you hope it goes up.
You hope it goes up quite a bit, but you also have to, some of those fees are pretty expensive. So you do have to look into the cost, what is a current, what does it cost to buy that unit, and what is the actual unit cost? I mean, maybe $100, but you're paying $150 for it, it's got to do a pretty
steep,
good appreciation. Yeah. So even if it goes up at 3, 4, 5% over the next 10, 12, 15 years, you didn't earn that much because you overpaid for the unit to begin with. So you have to understand what's going on in those areas. But both of those areas, whatever the growth is tax-free.
It's tax-free if you use it for qualified higher education expenses. Right. And when we're talking about 529s, we're talking about tuition, books. Do we have that?
I think I have a list.
All right. Well,
but anyway,
it might even be room and board. I'm not sure.
I think there is some for that particular area.
There was some question about that a number of years ago, whether or not 529s cover that.
I didn't do that. I didn't write that one out.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway.
Silly me. Yeah,
whatever,
I believe
but
it
qualified
covers,
expenses.
And people will ask, well, what if, they're not living on campus and it's not being paid to the college? I still think it's a qualified expense. I'll have to look it up at the next break. As long as it doesn't exceed what the college would have charged you. So you can't put them up in the Taj Mahal down the street and write that whole thing off. I know some people that buy properties in the area where their kids are going to school.
And then
use that as a deduction to pay for the...
There's
certain areas where you can get a little carried away. But the 529s work well. Where I like the 529s the most is when the child is born or 1 or 2 years old, somebody's talking about it, grandma and grandpa open it up.
Because grandma and grandpa have nothing to do with their money. They have no better resource. It's a great resource
and
for
what
funds.
Do grandmas and grandpas want to do? They want to forget the kids at that point. Their whole life revolves around the grandkids.
And the kids, are the parents of the kids say they should encourage this and maybe send them cute
aunts
pictures
and
every
uncles
day.
Uncles and...
Absolutely.
As far down the relative chain as... As you want,
what you do is you put a kid in a wagon like the Girl Scouts would pull the cookies around. You pull the kid up to different relatives' houses and you say, "What's this kid worth to you? What do you suppose? Come on, chip in." And that's the way to do it.
And they put it into a 529 plan. Mm-hmm. You only need one. It makes it a little bit easier to manage, and the grandparents can be the custodians of it. And then that money doesn't show up now. The 529 money does show up on the free application for student aid. If the parents are the custodian, it shows up an asset of the parents. If the child it's their money that you put into it, then it shows up
but
an asset of the child. If it's a grandparent, it does not show up. However, this is the money you're going to use for usually the junior or senior year, because when the money comes out, it shows up as an income, even though it's tax-free, on the application for student aid for the child. So you don't want to use it for freshman year or sophomore year, because then they get less financial aid in the later years. So you use it for the later years. You use the other money first. But now the other thing is, this is a double-edged sword. You don't want to leave money in the 529s you have more kids down the line.
Yeah, I mean, you can ping pong it to different kids whoever, or yourself, I suppose.
You can to yourself. So you can go back to school when you retire.
Mm-hmm.
In Hawaii, maybe.
Yeah, it's a little
room and board.
Can be a little expensive over there. I don't know. Anyway, so that's the 529 plan. Sometimes if you live in a state, that certain states have incentives for you to invest.
Some states offer tax credits for putting money in.
Yeah. So
if you're a resident of that state.
You have to be a resident of that state. So look into that if you happen to be in a state that taxes. Okay, I've got to take a break. 877-PLANNER. Some of the credits available to you, perhaps. Nice stuff. Coming up, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Talk about anything that's on your mind. Call now. Lines are open. We're here from Lucia Capital Group till the top of the hour. 877-PLA-NNER. Coming back with more right after this.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. We got more talk on 529 plans and some of the credits available to you if you're paying for college. And not everybody can qualify for some of these credits, but for those of you who can, and many students can, as a matter of fact, because their income, I would assume, is probably low enough. If they're paying for it themselves or mom and dad are paying for it, we'll talk about those coming up here in just a little bit, some scholarships and grants that are available to people, just general stuff that helps you out with college education. Good stuff to know about, and it's all part of planning, which is why we talk about it. Okay, 877-PLANNER, we're going to take your phone calls as promised. Back to the phone lines we go. June is next in Henderson, Nevada. Hello, June.
Yes.
Hi, how can we help you today?
I took out a 529 when my grandson was born. And I've been paying on it ever all this time, and he's going to be graduating this year.
Graduating from high school or graduating from college?
Graduating from high school.
Okay, good.
He doesn't have the grades to go to university, so he's going to start at a junior college.
Okay.
What I want to know is, how do I go about distributing this to him? Do I give it all to him at one time?
No.
Or how does this work?
Well, most likely, you just talk with him and say, how much do you need for the education? And you can just pay the bills directly if you want, which makes it easy, and then reimburse yourself from the 529 plan. Keep the money mostly in the 529 until he makes his way into the more expensive full-on college, if that's where he goes, or the trade school that he ends up, something of that nature. I don't know, I would turn it all over to him right now, but I would find out what it costs to say, Grandma wants to pay for your education, tell me what it is. You can either write him a check and reimburse yourself, or just write it to the school. It's easier.
Well, now the money is in the 529 account with my broker.
Right.
So, if I took that out, that means I would have to pay taxes on it, right?
No, you're reimbursing yourself for the education expenses. You can, if you want, you can have the institution send the check directly to the the educational institution. Do you do your own taxes?
No, I don't.
Do you have a tax preparer that you've used for many, many years?
No, well, sort of, yeah. With H&R Block,
okay.
I use that.
Well, I would talk to them about how they want you to do it, because they're the ones that are going to be accounting for it on your tax return, and you just have to show that you have the expenses, or that the expenses are there.
I see. Okay. So my broker said that when he starts, it should go ahead and have him send in his birth certificate to her, a copy of it, and then whatever books or tuition or whatever it costs, send all the receipts into her, and then she would send him a check.
You can do it that way. So it's basically so basically you're finding out what the education expense was, the books, tuition, and everything else. And the check is being sent to the and paying for it. I like paying it directly to school because it makes it easier to track, but that's just me. I'd have to look up I've never accounted for it. I didn't have a 529, so I've never done the accounting for it. That's why I would suggest talking to HR Block about, or whoever your tax preparer is, about how they want to go about seeing it done. And so they make sure that it's easy to track and it's done correctly.
Okay, but how do I want to get out of it? Now when he starts college, stuff, I want to be able to either transfer this over to him and he would do what he wants to with it, with his schooling, and then I won't be paying any more on it. Well,
you don't have to. You don't have to pay anything more for it. I mean, you don't have to continue to contribute to it. You don't have to do anything.
Okay, because it isn't his name, I'm just the custodian over it.
Well, he's the beneficiary. You're the custodian, but you don't have to continue funding it. There's no requirement that you continue funding it. Now it's just a matter of letting it sit, putting it in appropriate investments so you can pay it out over the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. That's sort of what I wanted to know, what to do on that.
Yeah, and okay. The reality is is your grandchild going to be eligible for any type of financial aid at any point?
I don't think so, no. He has a part-time job and going to high school and, his parents but I don't have a lot in there. There's probably going to be around $6,000 or something. So,
you could
get him started.
You could take your name off of it and turn it, once he's 18, you could take your name off it and turn it over to him, and he's now the custodian of it. Now, of course, now he's in complete control of it, and if he wants to use it for something other than college expenses, he's in total control of the account. He can do that.
Uh-huh.
If you don't want that to happen quite yet, you keep your name on it and just have him show you the bills and pay the bills.
Okay, and then if I do that, well then, if he uses it for something else, be like to buy a car or whatever, he would pay the taxes on that, right?
If you put it in his name, and yeah, you're not going to give him the money to buy the car. The only way he's getting the money out of there to buy the car is if you take your name off of it and put him as his own custodian. Now he's at control.
Right.
It's his account. He takes the money out and he doesn't use it for qualified higher education expenses. Boom. It's a taxable event to the extent that there's earnings and penalized.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to know, too. Okay, that's a good idea. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, June. Okay. And nice of her to take care of the...
Get at least some help with it. I mean, nice.
Any little bit helps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Any little bit helps.
Oh, absolutely. Now, there is a penalty. What, it's a 10% penalty, I think?
It's 10%. So,
on the sum that you use that is not. So if you spent $2,000 of it, there'd be a $200 penalty if it didn't go to...
Not necessarily, because it's all pro rata. Every distribution, so over the years...
Let's say
she's put in $4,000 into the plan over the last several years, and it's now worth $6,000. She takes out $1,000 to pay for higher education expenses. Now, the higher education expenses has to be $1,000 to get this whole thing tax-free. But what's coming out is, of that $1,000, $667 is your principal.
$333
is otherwise.
Yeah.
So now she does that 1 year. Now there's $5,000 left. She turns it over to the grandchild. The grandchild's in total control. And they stop going to school. They pull the $5,000 out. The remaining $1,600 of gain will be taxable at that point because it wasn't used during that year for education. So you got taxes and then a penalty on the earnings that are still in the account.
Yeah, so $1,600 of earnings is would be added to the person's ordinary tax
and penalties.
And it would be probably 10%,
$160
penalty added on top of that.
Yeah, and for somebody who's in a very low income tax bracket, who maybe not the wisest when it comes to taxes and things, that 10% penalty, that $160, if that's what's stopping them from buying that car that they want, there's no stopping it.
Probably not. No, it's not. It's not going to stop them. And really, I mean, the way I've seen it work, because we have a 529 plan, when I pay for college, I just sort of reimburse myself, and it doesn't show up.
You just have to account for it on the return.
If I'm ever asked about it.
Yeah.
But there isn't a spot that talks about...
I thought there was a form about it, but I can't remember because I've never actually done it myself. But a lot of people think that, I've put in, go back to our example, I've put in $4,000, now work $6,000. As long as I pay for $2,000 worth of higher education, that's good, because I'm only trying to offset the earnings. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to have the $6,000 to be able to get the $2,000 out tax free. It's a pro rata distribution, and you have to have.
It's not LIFO or FIFO or any of that.
It's pro rata, and you have to have education expenses equal to the total distribution to be able to get the tax-free portion of it on the earnings.
Well, of course, if you took $2,000 out and paid for college, but
then you still have earnings in the account.
Yeah.
And how are you going to get those out? So it's not just the earnings that come out for education. It's a pro-rata distribution, mm-hmm. and it's not the fact that I took out $1,000 It's not that, and there was $330 of taxable event. I don't need $330 of qualified education expenses to offset the taxation. I need $1,000 because that's what the distribution was. It was a $1,000 distribution. I need $1,000 to avoid the taxes on whatever portion of it is taxable.
Yeah. So even though some of that is your principal that you put in, if you didn't put the entire $1,000 or in your example toward that, it's going to be taxable and penalized.
Now, June had about $6,000-$7,000 in there. On the other side, she's not worried about overfunding it necessarily. But I've seen people that, because you can put in very high numbers, you can put in $72,000 now, I think it is.
I thought it was even more net. Okay.
Well,
but yeah.
As long as the balance is less than $250,000 in most cases.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
But you can't, let's say I wanted to fully fund my grandchild's education right now or my kid's education right now. I just happen to have the money. Maybe I inherited it. If I make a $250,000 contribution to the 529 plan right now, I have made a taxable gift because I'm well over the income limits. We talked about it last Thursday. $14,000 is the annual limit, but when it comes to a 529, I can use 5 years in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go over that, now I'm into the taxable gift world.
Yeah, you got to be careful of that as well. You've eaten into your
but if I do the full amount this year, 5 years, I can't do it again next year.
No, you can't. Although, where did you get that kind of money to begin with?
I must have inherited it.
You must have. Sure. Fat chance.
Because I didn't get it.
877-PLANNER. Lines open. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC. PC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
At Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Hey, another hour coming up. We got a whole lot more to talk about as well. We're going to get some of your emails at wealthed.com, our website, and phone calls as well, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Also, coming up next hour, besides just talking about college stuff, which I think we're going to wrap up here in just a second, we still have some more of these bizarre reasons people say they shouldn't have to pay taxes. These are bizarre. These are beyond bizarre, some of these things. So that's coming up, and some retirement stats, things that you need to know about, some stuff on Medicare and Social Security. So anyway, whatever we have time for next hour, we'll get to. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Okay, so on the whole idea of, did we find out if room and board is covered with a 529?
Yes.
Okay, it is. On the idea of paying for college, there are credits available to help people out if they qualify for said credits. What are we looking at here? First of all, one of my favorites, the American Opportunity Credit.
Right, and to the extent that you're not using the money from the 529. You can't use a tax-free distribution of 529 to pay for the college education and then also get the credits. You know, there is some coordination. You can use it for this and not that, but you can't get tax-free from a education savings account and a credit on the same dollar spent for education. But let's say you don't have the 529, you've used it all up or whatever the case may be, or you're using it for something else. There is the American Opportunity Credit for the first 4 years, or four years, of an undergraduate degree. It's not for master's or doctorates, it's for an undergraduate degree. And it is a fairly nice little credit. It's up to $2,500 if you spend at least $4,000.
So let's say that again for people who are having trouble understanding how this works. It is a refundable credit, first of all.
Partially. Some of it's refundable. So what a credit does, it's not a reduction to your income or anything of that. It's a dollar-for-dollar reduction in the taxes you actually owe.
Much better.
So when you file, you figure out your taxes, if your tax liability is $5,000 and you qualify for the full $4,000, or you've spent the $4,000, you qualify for the full $2,500 tax credit, when you get to the bottom of your tax return, instead of saying, "Oh, this is my tax liability, $5,000. My tax liability would be $2,500. And so that helps me get a bigger refund. It helps me, the fact that I didn't have to pay in as much to not owe anything for the year, it reduces my actual tax liability. Now, if I don't owe $2,500 in income taxes, maybe I only owe $1,500 in income taxes. I can use the credit to reduce my income taxes owed, and I can also claim a refundable tax credit of up to $1,000. So in my example where my tax liability before the credit is $1,500 and I spent $4,000 in qualified higher education expenses and otherwise qualify for the American Opportunity Credit, the $1,500 is wiped out. I will have no tax bill for the year, and I'll get $1,000 back from the credit. Now, this is all just calculating the taxes and things of that nature. If I was working and I paid in through my withholding another $800 in tax withholding out of my paychecks, I get that back too, because mm-hmm. withholding is there to prepay your taxes. But if I don't owe any taxes or I don't owe it as much, I get that refund, plus I can get up to $1,000 of refundable tax credit from the American Opportunity Credit. Can come in very handy.
I can come in really handy. And we should point this out too, that when we talk about taxes owed, we're not talking about you having to write a check in April.
It's even not if you get, yeah.
No, even if you get a $2,000 refund every year, you still paid taxes, and you could still apply potentially this credit toward your and get an even bigger refund.
I may have mentioned, I was talking to a young couple the other week, and we were talking about taxes, and we said, well, here's how to do this. And they broke even. They were pretty good. Their withholding basically made them break even about each year. They got refunds of like $120, $150. That's kind of like break even. They're saying, well, then how do our friends, I mean, what are they doing that they always get $7,000 or $8,000 refunds? I was like, well, what they're doing is they're withholding more out of each paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
It's their tax bills were very, their incomes were very similar. Their write-offs were very similar. Neither couple had kids. The one couple wasn't doing anything crazy with their tax return to get them an $8,000 refund where the other one was breaking even. It was that they were taking more out of their paycheck every week. And therefore, they didn't know it. They got it back.
They were still paying the same amount of tax. They just happened to pay a little bit more throughout the year. So if you have even if you're getting a $6,000 refund already, I don't even know what it is, there's a good chance that you paid some taxes in there.
Most likely.
And those taxes can be reduced to zero by this American Opportunity Credit and go negative $1,000.
Well, let's say for some reason you are going to get a $6,000 refund. And in all actuality, it's because you have absolutely no tax liability for the year. So you had an operating loss, you had something where you had zero tax liability for the year, but you paid $500 a month in withholding, mm-hmm. you know, out of your paycheck. You're going to get that $6,000 back plus your another $1,000. So your refund, instead of being six, will be seven if you paid for the qualified higher education expenses.
Yes, because of this American Opportunity Credit.
Now, you don't have to spend the full $4,000 to get some amount of the credit. It's not an all or nothing issue. If I spent $1,000 on qualified education expenses, I could qualify for $1,000 tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is phased in. And to get the full $2,500, you got to go for the full $4,000 of expenses, though. So it's just one of those things. But it helped. Hey, a $2,500 tax credit, that buys a couple of units or a couple books here or there for the education issue.
You can buy almost 6 months worth of pizzas, I would assume. And beer, if you know, over 21.
Let's not get carried away.
Well, I said 6 months. I mean, if you get $2,500,
well, maybe a pizza, but when you throw the beer in the budget, that's less than a six-month budget.
So qualifying for this, very quickly, I got less than a minute, qualifying for this Opportunity Credit.
You have to be at least half-time in school or better. You have to be pursuing an undergraduate degree. Your adjusted gross income for a married couple can't be more than like $160,000 to $180,000. Cut that in half for a single taxpayer, but that's for a single, you know, student.
Well,
that's pretty
yeah.
good. A lot of many parents in parts of the U.S. won't be able to qualify for this because they make too much money. You can't have a felony on your record. The child can't. The parent could. That doesn't matter.
Thinking of all the felonies you want if you're a parent.
It is not available if you're using if you're filing a separate married filing separate return. Some people will try to play some games on their tax returns for other reasons, but if you're filing married filing separately, you're not getting the credit. And so it's just some of those things. You file a form and you get it, 8863.
Yeah. And that's it. And I'm telling you, it can really come in handy. It's the American Opportunity Credit. Okay, we're out of time for this hour. We've got another hour coming up. If you want to talk to the Brain Trust off the air, including Professor Rick Plum, about anything that's on this program or other concerns you have, get your strategy together, 800-644-1150.
800-644-1150. Talk to the folks at Lucia Capital Group. Get your strategy put together. Our strategy is to come back for one more hour. Stick around. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.